Okay, Michael, thank you for joining me today on Kootenai Co-op Radio.
Well, I'm happy to join you.
Yeah, we got a big week coming up here. Nelson Pride Week begins next Monday. As I understand, there's several events starting from Monday, running all the way through Sunday, ending with the parade. So what are some of the events that are planned?
Well, the start, of course, is the flag raising at 10 o'clock on Monday morning, which is always kind of an emotional, happy event. And then there are always the sort of the events are always morphing, but the ones that are in recent years that have become kind of standard are archive events, the welcome barbecue, the games night, queer family party, queer prom, cabarets with the dancing legs, and some kind of bar event or fashion rag show. But this year, there are a lot of new events. The first one that's pretty important for everybody is the Pride Youth Party, because it's a safe space for young people from 12 to 18 to socialize and celebrate, and that's at the youth center. We've basically been adult-oriented over the years and sort of lots of alcoholic events, and in the last few years, we've just moved away from that into more social and more open events. So that's the first important one. Then there's a new event called Creating Safer Spaces Workshops 1 and 2, a 2-day workshop. To register for that, it's rsvp at nelsonpride.ca. And the purpose of that is to learn and practice skills of de-escalation, active listening, bystander intervention, and more. We want to be able to peacefully and creatively change conflict into creative dialogue and safety for everybody. So that's the focus of that. And so the result of that will be people who are trained to de-escalate and take care of making safe places for all our events. Then the Truth Seeker Meditation class is brand new. It's a 1 hour. And it's just a way of guiding us to uplift, inspire, and empower us. Then there's a film at the Capitol, Keyboard Fantasies, which is a new event. And then Drafts and Drag at the Backroads Brewing, which is always a lot of fun. And it looks like a very interesting talk by Cyrus Marcus Ware at the Capitol about liberation, Black culture movement. The queer community in Nelson has been pretty, well, not diverse. We don't have a lot of two-spirit people who have been invited in or have chosen to come in over the years. Very few Black and people of color people in the community, but now we are committed to developing that diverse community. So we're really, really happy with these new events. The Queerdos Bar Crawl is a new event, and what's interesting about this is that the Consent Crew, which is a group of people who are trained, again, in de-escalation and safety, are going to be with us as we go around to the various places to ensure safety, and it's a very social group that's going around to have some fun at the various bars. Another new event is the Pride Worship Service on Sunday at the United Church. Then there's a pre-Pride party at the Hume, so before the parade, pre-parade. So lots of events for people of all interests.
Yeah, so that sounds like a really jam-packed week, but I like how you have such a good mix of both, fun social events, but you're also mixing in educational events. That's great.
Right, and I did mention the welcome barbecue, yes. But it seems like for me, this year, it seems like it's more of a festival than a Pride week. I'm really enjoying it, seeing all the work that was done to make this happen.
Speaking of that, what does it take to put all this together? I'm sure you have a massive group of volunteers. There's so much going on.
Well, we don't have a massive group. We have a lot of individuals in the Pride Planning Committee. There are about 8 to 10 committed people and some brilliant, absolutely brilliant work arranging insurance permits, getting the parade organized. It's an incredible amount of work. We've been working since March, regular meetings, and then, of course, more and more concentrated meetings as we get closer. And I've just been so impressed with that. But we also have such a community of support. The Chamber of Commerce sent around a letter to all the businesses asking them to carry on with their yearly support by having window displays and accepting posters. Every time I go around giving posters out or handbills, the owners of the businesses and the staff are just like, yes, give us more. We want more. Do you have anything else? I've been waiting for this. It's just really, the community is amazing. It's very sort of emotional for me. And also we've had meetings with the police, and the police are dedicated to protecting everything and making sure everything works well and continuing a relationship with the queer community throughout the year.
It's very impressive, the city of Nelson, all those you're saying involved, because, I mean, I can't begin to say I know what every city does, but I don't think there's very many small towns in Canada that have this extensive of a Pride Week or have this much support.
Yes, I don't know about other towns, but I know that lots of small towns are starting to really activate and build that sense of community.
Has the city of Nelson always been this supportive of the LGBTQ community?
Well, when I arrived in 1976, it wasn't. And from the comments that I've heard from people who lived before that in Nelson, I came in from Vancouver in 76, it was pretty difficult to be open. And then when the hippies and the draft dodgers came in, it sort of opened up, and the community realized that we were ordinary people and we were doing our best to go back to the land and create a community for ourselves. So I think that sort of built a lot of respect. And then, of course, when AIDS hit, we lost a lot of the men, but the women who looked after the men became a cohesive group.
You mentioned earlier about some of the events that are coming up that are going to have youth involved and going a little more away from the alcoholic events. And not just speaking about Pride Week itself, but the evolution of the city of Nelson and its openness to the community. How much of a difference do you think that can make in a young queer person's life to come up with so much support?
Well, I've met some at various events, and they're just so amazed at what went on before them and the time that's been spent and the commitment and the danger that people went through.
Is there anything else that we can do as a society to continue to make people feel more welcome?
The key is to not allow harassment and attempts to push us backward in time, because we're not going. We're not going back, and our message is not on our watch or ever. So the key is to, for the community that's presently supportive, to continue to push back against the people who are unhappy and afraid, and just create a dialogue, create more ways to communicate with all those people to show that, you know, we're all just people trying to live our lives.
Well, it's really nice to hear about how far we've come as a society, and to know we live in such an inclusive area, even if it is a small, not very diverse area. It is open to a lot of different types of people and ways of life.
Well, the interesting part we used to be Kootenai Pride, but now that small towns are having their own Pride celebrations, we decided to change our name to Nelson Pride, to focus on our town and build what we have.
If people want to get involved with Nelson Pride or looking for more information about Pride Week, where can they go?
NelsonPride.ca. That is our new website. We're also on Facebook, Nelson Pride, and all the events. And you just click down to get involved, and you can become a volunteer. One thing we do need are marshals for the parade. So if anybody's interested in that, there'll be some training. very important job for safety of everybody during the parade.
Great. Well, Michael, thank you for joining me. I hope this all is just a fantastic week for you and everybody in the Nelson community.
Okay, thanks very much.